Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to Miles Away. This is your host, Zach Honig. Today we are venturing into our backyard on Miles Away of Manhattan and New York City in general with three of our resident New Yorkers. So first we have Nick Ellis, TPG's reviews editor. Welcome, Nick.
Thanks, Zach. Glad to be back.
And Sam Rosen, who's joining us, I think, for the fourth time.
Happy to be here.
Welcome. Why don't you introduce our next guest?
And this is my boss, Caitlin Riddell.
Hello.
So, Caitlin, where are you joining us in New York City from?
So, I moved here from Charlotte, North Carolina, but I'm born and raised in Knoxville, Tennessee.
How's your experience in New York been so far?
I love it. So, I traveled here a ton for work, and I grew up coming here. My mom used to travel here a lot for work, and I would tag along with her and fell in love with it there. But moved here 3 months ago. Thought the shine would kind of wear off by now, but still starry-eyed every time I leave the office. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I work here. I live here. Cool city. I love it. Even though the subway smells like urine, it kind of grows on you after a while.
It does, doesn't it? What has your experience been in general in New York City so far? Have you tried a whole bunch of restaurants?
Yeah.
Are you going to a lot of museums? Are you working in some touristy things?
All the touristy things, because I'm still like the ultimate tourist. Like I said, the shine hasn't worn off yet. So some of my favorite things, like Staten Island Ferry, that's my go-to, especially if someone is like on a budget looking to do something cool. I think that's such a fun experience. Hitting up a lot of Broadway shows. So Today Tix has an app where they do lottery tickets for certain shows, and you can get like specific Broadway shows for $39.
Is it online or do you have to line up?
So it's an app, yeah, and that's the best part. You don't have to line up anywhere. There's like the tickets booth that you have to go and stand in line in Times Square, but the Today Tix app is great. So I just went and saw Burn This and got $39 tickets. They were pretty decent seats. Top of the Rock is probably my favorite touristy spot.
I love the Top of the Rock.
Yeah, it's the best. Yeah. Best views. Like, I grew up going to the Empire State Building with my mom. That was her favorite. But now that the Top of the Rock is there, I like that one better because you can actually see the Empire State Building from it. So
right, exactly. Yeah, a lot of people go up to the Empire State Building and they're like, well, it's kind of cool being up here, but something's missing.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Where'd it go?
Like, well, you're standing on it.
Yeah, I love it. It's my favorite. And you're at Rockefeller Center. You get the whole, like, NBC feel.
Have you gone to the top of the World Trade Center yet?
I have not.
World Observatory?
No, that's on my list.
It's a lot of fun. I would definitely go. Go at sunset. Ooh, maybe bring a book. Spend the day by the window.
I've seen like Instagram stories of people like taking the elevator up. They have like the history of New York and stuff.
Yeah, they build the city around you.
That's
starting
so cool.
in like 1600s.
Yeah.
It's the coolest thing.
That's awesome.
If you do go to the top of the World Trade Center, definitely walk around throughout the 9/11 Memorial. Yeah. I would recommend that.
I've done the museum.
Oh, you've done the museum. Yeah. Okay. And then go through the Oculus, which is kind of a fun mall.
Oh, nice.
I like to go there. If I have jet lag, I go in because it's empty. And I'll do like a fun little time-lapse video sometimes.
Oh, nice.
And there's an Eataly down there that is not crowded.
Ooh, love that Eataly. Yeah.
Pro tip.
Get your Aperol Spritz.
Yep.
Also,
pro move.
Pro tip I learned, if you do the 9/11 Museum, which I highly recommend, it's an incredible experience, plan to go to a comedy club afterwards. You need something lighthearted and fun to lift your spirits afterwards because it definitely is emotional.
And so, Nick, can you kind of walk us through some of the key neighborhoods? Where are your hangouts?
Yes. Okay, so if we're starting at the office, we're in Gramercy, which is named after the very exclusive park that we can see from our fire escape. So you have to have a key to get into the park. You have to have an apartment right on the park in order to get that. Or you can stay at the Gramercy Park Hotel and then get a key that way.
Pro tip.
Yes. Below Gramercy, we're moving on to the East Village, which is another place I hang out quite a bit. There are a lot of good restaurants, pretty reasonably priced, good bars, karaoke spots.
You're getting away from the chains over there, right?
Yeah.
It's a lot of mom and pop type.
Definitely. A lot of smaller shops. The restaurants are pretty small. Everything's much more local, less touristy, less refined than, you know, some of the other neighborhoods, but it's a blast. It's a really authentic New York neighborhood.
Katz's Deli is in that area, too.
Oh,
that's Lower East Side, which we're getting to right now.
Don't lose your ticket.
Do not lose your ticket. Oh. Whatever you do.
Do not lose your ticket. Jake Dell will not be happy
only,
with
I
you.
Think, too, right? And is that where Harry met Sally?
That is where Harry met Sally.
Well, they met in a different place, but yes.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a sign over
classic
that table.
Scene.
If we're being technical about things.
I'll have what she's having, I think. Yeah. It says.
But really, the food is so good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, when you go, don't get an omelet. You want to get the pastrami sandwich.
I've never seen anyone eating an omelet there. Do people do that?
Yes.
People do in the morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's like, don't do that. It's the tourist. Like, my ancestors would not be happy with you having an omelet at Cass's Deli. Mm. You got to get the pastrami sandwich.
And try the meats. When you go up to the butcher's counters, you can try all the meats.
And a clinician, a diet Dr. Brown's, and don't lose your ticket.
What if I lose my ticket?
Then you live there.
Like
you live there forever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, and you can use credit cards there. Confirmed.
Oh, you can. Oh,
confirmed.
Okay. Okay, that might be a new thing.
Yep. You have to go to the back and pay back there, but you can.
Yeah, I was like, I've definitely used credit cards there.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Lower East Side is also home to a lot of kind of trendy, cool bars. That's where the Public Hotel is, which has the rooftop, you know, with famous view of the city, and as well as like Mr. Purple, another rooftop bar, where a lot of young 20-year-olds hang out. Good summer spots. But yeah, other than that, a lot of good restaurants. Also pretty small, but, you know, really, really good. There's a really good Spanish place down there called the Ten Bells. It's awesome.
Oh, I've not heard of that. Okay.
Yeah, it's really good.
I go a little bit further down. So I spend a lot of time in Chinatown.
Yeah, love Chinatown.
Yeah. I like HK Wonton Garden. HK
and
for Hong
99
Kong.
99 Favorite Taste.
99 Favorite Taste. If you like hot pot and an experience, go on your birthday or go on someone else's birthday. It's actually free.
Or pretend it's someone else's birthday.
Yeah. Oh, no, they are very strict.
Oh, they check?
Oh, yeah. You have to have some kind of identification listening at your birthday. But anyway, it's a lot of fun. Cool area. And then...
Well, you can't forget about Joe Shanghai.
I was just going to say that.
Or Namwa Tea Parlor. Anyways, those are great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's Apothecary?
Apothecary.
Apothecary.
Peaches and Pulqueria are there, too.
Oh, man.
Really fun.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
Well done, sir.
Yeah. Really good. Doyer Street.
Doyer Street. Yeah. Yes, yeah. It's a little, really weird.
Little tiny curved street.
You don't feel like you're in New York when you're there at all.
Is that by Stone Street?
No.
It's not, but we're going to... Thank you for moving us along.
Yes. Keeping us on track.
Stone Street is at the southern part of Manhattan in what many of us would call the Lower Manhattan or the Financial District. But my favorite part in Phi Dai neighborhood is the Seaport, which has really come a long way since Sandy. It's a fun area. We've got a movie theater with what I call business class seats.
Lie flat seats.
They are lie flat.
Well, they're angle flat. But yeah, if you get the business class seats, you get free popcorn. But there's a lot of good restaurants around there. Actually, there's some good Italian spots. And there's a few bars, and it's just kind of a fun...
Dead Rabbit.
The Dead Rabbit, yes. And actually, the Dead Rabbit owners opened up this Cuban bar at the top of Pier A, called Blacktail, which it used to be impossible to get reservations at, and now it's pretty much wide open. Just make a reservation on Open Table.
Wide open award availability.
Wide open award. Yeah, there you go.
You're
gonna have to pay
that's on brand.
A lot for everything you get there, but they've got some good bites, and it's a fun spot for sure.
I don't know what's more stressful sometimes, like finding a good dinner reservation or finding award availability. Like, you have to like be on top of your game.
Yeah, I would say that they're pretty similar experience.
They're very much the same. Yes.
Or signing up for Soul Cycle classes at 12 o'clock noon on Monday.
I would recommend Resy. If you're new to New York or you're visiting, download the Resy app.
Essential.
Best spots are on Resy.
Do you know the Notify pro tip?
I hit the little bell and then.
Yep.
And if you get a notification that your spot has opened up,
swipe.
Book it right away.
Like, don't even think. Just swipe.
Book now, plan later.
Exactly.
Is that what we always said on Deal Alerts?
Yeah. I'm like, I have a reservation for 12 in 45 minutes. Who's coming with me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Continuing the journey up, if you're going up on the west side.
Now
actually,
we're going back up the west side.
Back up the west side.
So we've rounded the bottom of Manhattan.
Bottom of Manhattan. Great views of the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Going up, another very fun spot, part of town where I spend a lot of time walking is along the West Side Highway. Which doesn't make it sound very appealing. Why don't we say along the Hudson River?
A waterfront stroll.
It's a really
up
very
the West
pleasant,
Side Highway.
Especially in the summer, you got all those sailboats.
City
out there.
Vineyard.
City Vineyard.
Ooh, love City Vineyard.
There's Grand Banks, which is a
fun
little boat.
Oh, I love Grand Banks.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think
it's a boat bar.
The boat doesn't
anywhere,
go anywhere.
So
it's fixed. So going up a little bit further north, you have the Frying Pan.
The Frying Pan,
which is another really cool stationary boat.
Yeah. It's a thing here.
Yes. Yeah,
it's a big thing.
We live in a weird place.
But go to Artichoke Pizza after the Frying Pan.
Oh, and then walk on the High Line.
Yep, you're welcome.
Okay, we skipped a lot of neighborhoods, but Tribeca is a really cool area. It's a lot of old like lofts and everything.
Very,
it's a lot of where
expensive.
Celebrities live.
Yeah. You want to be near celebrities but not see them, go to Tribeca.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's a great Argentinian restaurant called Estancia 460 on Greenwich Street in Tribeca, and they have a few tables outside, and in the summer it's really nice to sit there and just kind of
spot
celebrity
people watch.
Yeah, people yes. watch. But then, yeah, the West Village is where I spend a lot of time.
And that's where the Comedy Cellar, I think.
It is.
Mm-hmm. The West Village.
Yeah.
And some other some really, really cool apartments. And
really nice
streets.
Apartments, yeah. And there are a lot of amazing restaurants there.
Lots
like
of Italian food.
Lartuzzi.
Cotena.
One of our favorite spots, Cotena. Really reasonably priced pasta, yeah. like
oh,
kind
I
of hole in the wall.
We all went there. We had a great time.
Hole in the wall kind of vibes. Good bars. There's a bar above the Five Guys there called The Garrett, which is cool. Like you walk into Five Guys, walk to the back, walk up the stairs, and it's a really cool bar.
See, I would just stop at Five Guys.
I know, yeah. it's hard. Well, you can bring Five Guys up with you.
That's how to get me to go to a
yes.
bar. Tell me that we're getting french fries and burgers first.
Yep.
So continuing up, we skipped ahead a little bit up to the High Line. And if you follow the High Line to the end, you're going to end up in this new neighborhood called Hudson Yards, which I personally do not care for especially.
I've heard that the Jose Andres Market actually is quite good. Yeah, it's like a Spanish Italy, which
yeah.
I'm very on board with.
Sign me up. Saturday?
Yeah, sounds good.
And
we'll
then
send a Slack.
Times Square, which you can just completely bypass by
yes.
walking on the along the river. No, I'm just kidding. If you're a first-time tourist,
you've got
to
see
like
it.
You have to see Times Square.
Totally.
I would go in the evenings, maybe, just so you get all the lights and get your picture.
If you do find yourself lost in Times Square and you need a spot to grab a quick drink, the Marriott Marquis there, they have a little bar on the 8th floor that you can just sit and overlook Times Square. They have chargers there
oh, that's
right
great.
By the window and really clean bathrooms. So those are all rare finds in Times Square.
The Times Square Edition is really cool. It's a really cool place. They have like really cool outdoor spaces, lounges inside and stuff, and they have like a club on the inside that's from the same people of House of Yes.
I would say, too, if you are stuck in that area, say you're going to see a Broadway show, which will bring you to Times Square, I would venture over to maybe like 9th Avenue, 8th Avenue, 9th Avenue, and you're going to find much better locals.
Yeah, because that's Hell's Kitchen, basically,
exactly.
yeah. which has a lot of good restaurants.
If all else fails, there's a Shake Shack on 44th and 8th.
Sam, why don't you walk us through the above Times Square areas?
Okay. So,
uptown.
Yeah, uptown. Uptown girls. So depending on which way you go, you're either on Upper West Side or Upper East Side. It's kind of, you know, self-evident which one you are depending on where you go.
It's split by the park, right?
It's split by the park. Definitely.
Which is Central Park.
Yep. Central Park is absolutely huge. Like, I feel like a lot of people don't realize how big it is, but it's like half of Manhattan and you can easily get lost. I like it there. It's not my favorite park. I feel like people flock to it. But if it's your first time here or you're new to the city, definitely go.
Yeah, there's something to be said, too, for having a picnic when the weather's nice.
Oh, yeah.
In
definitely.
Sheep's Meadow. And
one of my favorite views of the city is at the top of the Met in Central Park. There's a rooftop bar
yes.
at the Met.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible view.
I have that view on my Instagram.
Yeah.
So the neighborhoods are, they're both really like family-friendly neighborhoods, I guess, in the Upper West, Upper East. Very different vibes.
Very different vibes. I like Upper East as opposed to Upper West. My grandparents actually had an apartment when I was growing up, and so we used to come in all the time and just bop around and eat.
Second Avenue on the Upper East Side is great.
Yeah.
Ton of restaurants and bars.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I lived up there for a while.
And now the subway goes up there, too, which is
and
very
the
exciting.
Second Avenue subway is great.
Yep.
And
yes.
then going a little bit further up, we've got Harlem as well.
Definitely have really good soul food.
The Red
really,
Red
really
is great. I've gone there a few times.
Yeah.
And Sylvia's is kind of fun,
too. Sylvia's.
Yeah.
Yep.
How do you get around New York? I walk everywhere, which is people think is crazy. I'm like afraid to tell people that, but you walk a lot?
If I can walk somewhere, I'm going to walk. Otherwise, I'll take Uber Pool because I'm usually like with a group of people and then we split it. So it's not that, you know,
or city bikes when the weather's nice.
Yeah, city bike is great. You just have to carry your own helmet with you. It's good exercise. It's really easy to get around. You're going to beat people in cars. Like if you're racing someone and they're taking an Uber.
Just watch out for people opening doors.
Definitely.
The Uber app like warns you of that now.
Yeah. Oh, it does?
Really?
It out. Yeah. It's
oh, my God. Yeah, because they just come out of nowhere sometimes.
Yeah. Well, that's
crazy.
What we think about the doors to the Ubers.
That too.
But the subway, I mean, is generally a convenient, fast, cheap option.
Not always fast.
Sometimes. True. Especially if you're going long distances.
Yeah. No.
And it's peak time.
You can get anywhere you need to go with a subway, pretty much.
And it's really easy with Google Maps and Apple Maps. And
totally.
It's just fully integrated. And you put in your origin, your destination. It says you can take this train or this train or this train, and it's coming at this time. And sometimes it does come when it says it
comes. It's usually pretty accurate, because Google will map the delays, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll tell you it's 4 minutes delayed or whatever. You just have to pay attention to the exact letter, because so many different trains run on the same line, especially in Manhattan, that you have to make sure that you're getting on the right number or letter, depending on where you want to go.
Yeah, definitely. One thing I recommend if you are walking around the city is just look up. You know, don't just look straight out. Look up at the buildings, because architecture is really, really cool. I feel like I notice something new every single day, and I walk the exact same path. No two buildings are identical here. Even some of the newer buildings, there are some ugly new buildings, I have to say, like that giant tower.
Oh, yeah.
That one by Central Park.
I kind of like that one.
What? You're the only one.
It's an eyesore.
I kind of like it. I don't mind it.
I don't understand how it hasn't just blown over yet.
It's because the way it was engineered, those spaces in the middle for the wind to pass through. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's why.
Well, I like the shorter buildings for the most part. I do like One World Trade Center. Every neighborhood has kind of like a different feel to it.
Yeah. Like you feel it when you're walking through it too.
Yeah.
Like you know that like the East Village feels very different than like the Upper East Side.
Especially Lower Manhattan.
Yeah. The Art Deco, the Chrysler Building is incredible. I think it's my favorite building in the city.
Well, we need to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about flight and hotel options for your trip to New York City.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We are back from the break, and I always get asked by my friends and friends of friends that are coming to New York, where should I stay? And I can give some recommendations when it comes to neighborhoods, but Nick, as our resident reviews editor, knows the city quite a bit better than most, I would say, when it comes to hotels.
Yeah, I'm aware of the hotel scene a little bit. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so if you want to like have a really classic New York stay, you're staying uptown, there are a bunch of really good options, kind of the old guard of New York hotels. On the Upper East Side, there's a luxury collection property called the Chatwal, which is a really beautiful hotel. But it's a Category 8, so you have to be prepared to pay up, whether in points or cash. And there's also the Carlisle, which is a Rosewood hotel, so not a points hotel. But if you have FHR with your Amex Platinum card.
Yeah, and I don't know what the $100 goes towards there, but if it's a food and beverage credit.
You can use that Bemelman's Bar, famous bar in New York City.
Yeah, but the restaurant's very good, too. I've been to the restaurant there a few times.
Yeah, that's a really cool spot. And then kind of more towards Central Park, there's the Ritz-Carlton in Central Park, which was just renovated. A really nice property and if you can get an upgrade to a view, it's unparalleled. And then next to that is the JW Marriott Essex House, which is in an iconic tower. Has Essex House written in red neon.
Yeah, you can very clearly see it from Central Park, too, right?
Yeah.
Like Sheep's Meadow.
Yeah, totally. Then we have the London, which is a Hilton property in the same area, kind of Central Park South. And that's going to actually become a Conrad later this year, I think. But it's an all-suite hotel, I think.
So I don't have to be worried if I'm going to get an upgrade or not.
Right. Yes. No worries there. And of course, before we move any farther south, we have to talk about the Plaza, which is
the
most iconic hotel in New York, probably.
Yeah,
go to the food hall.
Yeah,
food
go
hall.
There and eat and have the tea,
yes.
The high tea or whatever it is.
Eloise.
Yeah, with Eloise.
I just have Home Alone 2 is just like running through me right now.
Yeah. Oh, and before we go even further south, the Park Hyatt, also on Central Park. That is a gorgeous hotel.
They've got a really cool pool, right?
Really nice pool. Yeah. You're not going to have great Central Park views because it's on the lower part of the building, but the hotel itself is gorgeous and a really great value with Hyatt points, as rooms are over $1,000 a night all the time. Kind of moving further down, the Hyatt at Herald Square, while not like the best area of town, I would say, but it has a really cool rooftop with great views of the Empire State Building. And again, it's really easy to use Hyatt points, so that's a great option.
The new Moxie in Times Square also nice Empire State Building.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
And it's somewhat reasonably priced.
Yeah, you can sometimes find rooms there for like $99 a night.
Oh,
which is incredible.
Okay.
Magic Hours.
Oh, yeah, Magic Hours are very like
a carousel. You can sit and spin around.
Oh. It's like an adult playground,
yeah, I
think.
It's not totally kid friendly.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
And there's a new Moxie in Chelsea, too, which below has these really cool looking restaurants that are kind of open to the whole street, indoor, outdoor. So for the summer, probably a really good spot.
Nice.
And then if we get a little bit further down, I mean, you mentioned the Gramercy Park Hotel, which is in our backyard.
Yeah, that's right. We can see it from our fire escape, our favorite place in the office.
It is. It really is.
Yeah, that's a great spot. I think it was designed by Ian Schrager. It was one of his hotels from back in the day. But it's also a Marriott property.
And I would, you know what, even if you're not staying there, if you're in the neighborhood, just
definitely go have a drink there.
Yeah, have a drink, walk into the lobby. They've got a really cool bar.
And they have that amazing Lalabo scent. which is like designed for the hotel
in the lobby.
Yeah, in the lobby and the rooms, and you can actually buy it. But it's amazing.
Yeah, and they've got a good Italian restaurant that's right there too.
Maialino.
Also, right on Madison Square Park is the New York Edition, which is a really nice hotel and has a great bar to hang out at and have drinks after work or whatever. But again, a really nice place to stay and use your Marriott points. As we go further downtown, we have probably the best hotel downtown, or one of the best hotels downtown, is the Beekman.
Probably my like all-time favorite New York hotel. Just to go in, just like as a local, in, like the bar is...
The bar is awesome. The atrium's
so
amazing.
So cool. And if you're going in the bar, you're technically not supposed to, but you can take the elevator up to the top of the atrium and just get a shot down.
Yep, I did that exact thing.
Yeah.
Also on my Instagram.
Very cool.
At @Nellis_Ellis.
But yeah, elsewhere downtown...
There's an Aloft down there too.
Yeah, and there's an Andaz on Wall Street, which is actually nice. When I lived on Wall Street, my parents would always stay at the Andaz. So it was like right next to where I lived, and it's actually a really nice hotel. Quiet.
Mm-hmm. There's a Millennium Hilton, which is overlooking the World Trade Center.
Yeah, which has an amazing location. Mm-hmm. A little tired, but
it's
a really good
tired.
Location. Yeah. Okay, very tired.
It's exhausted. And then there's another Conrad over in Battery Park City.
Yeah, which is a really cool hotel, and there's a movie theater in there. It's real across from like Brookfield Place, which has a lot of amazing restaurants and super high-end shopping, a really good base to explore the city from there because you're also close to a lot of subways and all that kind of stuff.
I know. I mean, we could talk about New York for hours and hours and hours and hours, but we are almost out of time. But I want to give Sam a chance to touch on a few of her favorite restaurants because Sam is our resident foodie here and really, like, knows restaurants.
I just like food, and I came with a list, and I can talk about this for like 5 hours.
Yes. Why don't we narrow it down to maybe your top 20?
Okay, my top 20. Oh boy. Well, I pretty much have 20.
That's a tall order.
I'm just kidding.
The pressure's on. It just depends on like what you want, though. Like, there's just so many, and there's so many different kinds of cuisine and food that like, and for like what occasion, you know? Like, do you want to just like have like food after work one night, or do you want to go celebrate for someone's birthday?
I'm coming to New York for the first time.
Okay.
And I want a New York dinner.
You want a New York dinner. Okay. If you want the budget end, Joe's Pizza, hands down. It is the best slice. There's one on 14th and 3rd, and then there's one in the West Village as well.
Yeah.
And there's one in on Fulton in the Financial District.
Oh, yes. I walked by it the other day going to IPEC.
Yeah, I've been there like 5 times already.
So good. It is just like the perfect quintessential New York slice. My other favorite is Prince Street Pizza, which is just like heaven on a paper plate. Actually, interestingly enough, one of the chefs from Prince Street Pizza just opened a shop called Made in New York Pizza on the Upper West Side. So there's a little bit of pizza drama, but they have those like pepperoni cups, and it's so good. And then if you want something on the more expensive end, like you really want to like, you know, have a good meal, Carbone, hands down, one of the best meals of my life. Ruby Rosa is also like amazing. These are two places that you got to be like on top of your reservations, especially for Carbone. Like, it is really hard to get one. So Carbone is in Greenwich Village, and then Ruby Rosa is more in like the NoHo area on Mulberry Street. So great story about Ruby Rosa really quick is my friends and I were there a few years ago. It was like the dead of February. We're trying to track down our Uber because obviously it's like negative degrees or something. And this huge black car, which we thought was ours because we ordered like an XL, stops in front of the restaurant. This woman gets out, and then this guy gets out, and I'm like, I know this guy. Like, who is he? Like, can't picture who he is.
I'm the
like,
Obamas.
No, I'm like thinking like, is he friends with my grandpa? Like, he was older. And then my friend says, hi. And the second she said hi, I'm like, can I curse on here? Holy shit, that's Paul McCartney.
Oh. Wow.
And so we like struck up a conversation with Paul McCartney. Apparently Paul McCartney.
What's his favorite dish?
The tie-dye pizza. Paul McCartney apparently goes to Ruby Rosa all the time. So that's when you know.
When you know, you know.
Some of my other favorites are Emily, which is in the West Village, Lilia and Missy, which are Missy Robbins restaurants. They're both in Williamsburg. New York reservations, as I said before, are like a whole different ballgame. Like Lilia, you have to be on Resi a month in advance at midnight or you will not get the reservation. Missy is a little bit more laid back. It's the newer of the two, and reservations are a little bit easier to come by. You still have to be pretty on top of your game and plan ahead. Like, neither of them are places that, like, you can kind of book a day or two in advance and hope for the best. If you then again, put that notify thing on Resi. JG Melon, also unreal. I ate so much the last time I was there because it's just so good. They don't take reservations.
And you need to get the burger, right?
Oh, yeah. That's the whole
thing.
So
I went some friends. And
what'd
I
you
didn't
do?
Know that. And
no.
I got a steak, which was nice, but it was also like... Everyone got burgers and they're like, what did you do?
They also don't... I don't remember if this was on the menu or not, but their grilled cheese was unreal. We also got bacon grilled cheese, which was doubly unreal. Do that. And don't forget the cottage fries.
All these places are like... It sounds incredible, but it's all kind of heavier food. Are there any like sushi spots that you love?
Oh, yes. So I like Momoya, which is definitely more of like a locals place. It's not something that like you'll see on like the touristy sites. Also Sugarfish, even though it is from L.A., but the original one in New York, at least, is two blocks away from our office, and they just opened another one in Soho. So good. Kazunori is the same food group. They have hand rolls, and the sushi is like super fresh quality. One more, I would say Siddell's.
Oh, the bagel place.
But it's not just a bagel place. Like, it's a bagel restaurant. Like, it's not like Essa Bagel, which, in my opinion, is completely and totally overrated.
It's a bagel destination.
It is the spot. Don't waste your time at Essa Bagel. Don't wait online for a half hour. Their bagels are good, but their spreads are, like, mediocre at best.
Clinton Street Baking Co.
I still haven't been.
Amazing.
Because I don't want to wait in line for 3 hours. I get hangry.
It's a chore.
I do. Few faults, but getting is one of them.
One of the ways that you can pass the time while waiting to get into your fantastic brunch in New York City is to
follow me on Instagram.
Yeah, to poke around Instagram. How did you know where I was going with this? Sam, where can we find you on social media?
You can find me at Samantha_Rosen.
Sometimes
I make guest appearances on Zach's Instagram.
Sometimes, and sometimes at The Points Guy.
At The Points Guy. I do help run it, so I do try to, you know, sneak myself in.
And Caitlin, how about you?
I'm at Kate Riddler, C-A-I-T Riddler, on Instagram.
And Nick, are you on Instagram even?
It's unclear.
Unclear.
We don't know.
All right. When he went to Mexico City, though, he was posting the most incredible food.
And he was a taco influencer.
I was eating frozen Trader Joe's meals, which were delicious too. But I'm just like, what, Nick? Why? Where can we watch your stuff?
A lot of tacos. At Nellis_Ellis.
Thank you guys for coming on.
Thanks, Zach.
Safe travels.
Thank you.
Sounds good. See you soon.
See ya.
That's it for this episode of Miles Away. Thanks again to Nick Ellis, Sam Rosen, and Caitlin Riddell. Again, I am your host, Zach Honig. This episode was produced by Margaret Kelly and Caroline Chagrin, with editing by Ryan Gabus. Our music is by Alex Schiff. If you've been enjoying Miles Away so far, please subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you choose to listen.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.